Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Luckett Peeris. Well, we do have limited cricket now because this is the festive month. But nevertheless, remember that the summer of Australia always brings in something special. And of course, today's special is the second test between England and Australia, scheduled to get underway at Brisbane, Sri Lanka time at 9:30 in the morning. Remember, the first test, which was concluded at Perth, was a bit of a disappointment because, let's face it, the test match was over in 2 days. So much of critics condemning the playing conditions. But let's hope that Brisbane will offer something better for the second test. Let's go straight into New Zealand because, remember, at Christchurch, New Zealand are playing their test against the visitors, West Indies. Kiwis were bowled out in 70.3 overs for just 231 runs, and they'll be disappointed. Kane Williamson top scored with 52. Michael Bracewell made 47, and there was support from Tom Latham batting at the top for 24. Tom Blundell made 29, and Nathan Smith made 23. Let's take a look at the Caribbean bowlers. Kermit Roach, 2 for 47. Jaden Shields, 2 for 44. OJ Shields, 2 for 34. The two Shields. And also Justin Greaves, 2 for 35. Right, now then, let's turn our focus to what's happening in Sri Lanka as well. The Pakistanis, who will be stationed here in Sri Lanka for the T20 World Cup series because of the few problems that they are facing with host nation India, will travel to Sri Lanka in the month of January. Sri Lanka Cricket in a special communique has confirmed that, and they'll be playing 3 T20 games, which is very good for both Sri Lanka and India. That will be the ideal warm-up scenario because we all know how strong Pakistan is in the shorter version of the white ball game. So it can be a very good test for the Sri Lankans. And talking yesterday to a few selectors, just had the information they'll be sitting and deciding on the World Cup T20 squad after the conclusion of the T20 series against Pakistan. Now, it'll be very, very tricky as to who will captain the side. So we've got plenty to look forward to. Like I made mention yesterday under the direction of my co-host, Luckett Peeris, that the SSC is now getting revamped and you will see a new outlook of an SSC grounds with lights. So that's fantastic news for Sri Lanka cricket. Well, that's it from me and Luckett Peeris for this beautiful Wednesday. Tomorrow we have the Poya Day coming up, so it's going to be a holiday as well. In the meantime, we'll keep you posted for all the latest that you need to know in sports here on our podcast. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the day.